This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Vladimir Putin's health. A debate rages about Vladimir Putin's health because of news items such as this. This is London Times in these last days. Putin has blood cancer, oligarch recording saying. The lead graph. President Putin is, quote, very ill with blood cancer. An oligarch close to the Kremlin is reported to have said. The unnamed oligarch recorded discussing Putin's health with a Western venture capitalist mid-March 2022 in a recording obtained by New Lines, a U.S. magazine. I'll stop there because that's several days past, and I'll welcome Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, who brings to my attention a new report about Vladimir Putin's health. This time, we're looking at the New York Post within these last hours. Russian President Vladimir Putin has recently undergone surgery to remove fluid from his abdomen, and mounting speculation that his health is in decline, claimed an anti-Kremlin Telegram account. Telegram is capital T, social media. Putin underwent the surgery Thursday night, that's last week, into Friday, before the London Times report. According to the Telegram channel, quote, General SVR, unquote, which purports to be run by a former Russian spy. Paul, a very good evening to you. We note that during the Victory Day parade a week past, Vladimir Putin did appear on the reviewing stand and sat with his colleagues and other significant Russian figures. He was, according to the reports, wrapped in a heavy blanket. For some time, there's been speculation about his health. For example, when he made a video with Shoigu, the defense minister, I believe there was a note about him gripping the table in front of him in an unusual fashion. This latest report about emergency surgery, if that's what it was, do we have any knowledge about why these reports are building now? Do we have any interpretation about these random, what you'd have to say, consistent reports that Vladimir Putin is not healthy? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The reporting that I've been following rather closely is the Telegram channel entitled General SVR, and what that means is a retired general of the Foreign Intelligence Service. This is someone who maintains who claims to have very, very good sources of information from within the Kremlin. And I've been following this Telegram General SVR report for about 3 weeks. The reporting about Putin's ill health is only a part of the reporting that you get out of General SVR. Most of it is about the war, about the purges that are going on within the Kremlin administration, Putin's growing frustration and anger and lashing out. So, as I say, the reports about the health, the blood cancer, have been only a part of the coverage of General SVR, who is an individual. And a number of these Telegram reports actually are shown on YouTube. Only the sound of General SVR's voice, and he identifies himself by his name and patronymic. So what is striking is the fact that it would be very easy to identify this person simply based upon his voice on these YouTubes.
There are weeks now of reporting of dissent in the Kremlin, in the army, the Russian army, about the conduct of the war in Ukraine. That is a backdrop to all this, to these stories about Putin's health. How do you regard this information? Because many people have motives to undermine the Kremlin's offensive. Do you think this adds up to trouble in the Kremlin, to something we can grasp, or is this just usual propaganda in wartime?
I think there are sort of three options. One option is that what General SVR reports is true. And I must say it's done very, very skillfully. So if I read it very carefully, I don't really see any holes in what I'm reading. So one alternative is it's real. The second alternative is that this is a very clever attack on Putin, say by Ukrainian intelligence, which in my opinion so far has been rather reliable, because the worst blow you could strike Putin with would be rumors of his health, because if his inner circle understands he's not going to be around a while, they're not going to follow his orders, they're going to plot his overthrow, etc. So this is a very potent tool, and I really can't choose among the third alternative is just some individual who has access to information or claims to have access to information, but is following his or her own agenda.
The war, Paul. To observe the war from afar, you just get generalities. And one of the generalities is that both sides now are preparing for a long conflict. Do you believe that's accurate, Paul, or do you believe there could be a quick end to this, either one side or the other winning or surrendering?
I think it will be a protracted war, because neither party at this point is ready to settle. Ukraine would definitely not be ready to settle, given the location and the digging in of Russian forces. So the result of an early peace, as far as Ukraine is concerned, would be the loss of additional territory. Russia does not want to have a serious peace at this point, because they run the risk of not being able to spin this as a Russian victory. So given that neither side wants peace at this point, I think it'll go on. And the more reluctant party to the peace table would be Ukraine at this point.
The reporting from Europe points to Vladimir Putin as a man who is driven, obsessed with his vision of Ukraine as a rebellious people. He talks about Nazis all the time. He talks about fascism. Do you measure that Vladimir Putin's presentation has resonance in Russia after all these weeks of frustration, or is he speaking entirely on his own, Paul?
This is a very interesting question, because as I understand it, and I cannot find the statistics, so they may be in the process of being hidden, that after he gave his so-called Victory Day speech, which was lukewarm and not at all inspiring, apparently his rating fell by 6 points. It's very hard to find this, but I did find reference to it, but I don't have proof of this.
And therefore, what we're looking at is Vladimir Putin losing power, losing authority. I'm trying to imagine what these health reports are about. If they're not about health, what else could it be? What are we hearing from the circle in Moscow?
What we are hearing, and we have the oligarch, we have a number of stories of military personnel. You might remember I wrote about Ivashov, who
yes.
was head of some veterans organization. So what we're hearing is a general sense of malaise and dissatisfaction for how things are going. And you put on top of this a dying dictator. That's a very volatile mix, and who knows where it's going to go.
Paul Gregory at the Hoover Institution reporting on what we have are strains of information that point to trouble at the Kremlin. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.